This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, Master Coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Well, hey, listener, thanks for tuning into another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Carpenter, and it has been an exciting full week over here in my world. And I would be remiss not to acknowledge all the crazy things that are going on in the world today. And one of the reasons why I took over recording this podcast in real time again is because I wanted to be able to comment on, you know, whether it was world events or what was coming through me in the time. So it felt more like we were having a real-time conversation. And I'm recording this on March 6th. I know the past few episodes have been guests. I've had guests on, which I hope you've been enjoying those. I know so many phenomenal people and I love sharing them with you. And I'm still trying to find my groove in terms of balancing solo episodes and bringing on phenomenal guests that I know are going to expand your life. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what is going on in the world and kind of relay it back to another time in my life. And if you're a client of mine, you've probably heard this story before. And you know, if you've been a listener for a while, you know that a lot of how I coach and how I teach is also through storytelling, because I believe that we truly connect with other people when we can identify with somebody else's experience. And we can take a step back and say, okay, it's not just me. Like, other people are feeling this way as well. And I'm here to encourage you to experience everything that you're going through and know that you're normal, regardless of what you're feeling. So, you know, unless you've been living under a rock, you know, we're, you know, slowly we're slowly coming out of, you know, COVID. Things here where I'm living are still, you know, it's still kind of questionable in terms of what our exit strategy is going to be. We're still kind of waiting on some guidance from that, from our government. I'm not really going to get into that today, but, you know, now we have the war going on in Ukraine. And this has been really challenging. And I first want to acknowledge that if you're anything like me, you're probably tired. And you know, the other day, so it's like I said, it's been a very full week here. I had a photo shoot on Monday. You know, I've had a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And then, you know, we had this new moon, and I'm starting to really understand how much the moon's energies affect me. And if you want to learn more about moon energy and moon cycles, please make sure you check out my friend Aichel Francis's podcast. She dives into all things moon related and energy related. She's a phenomenal human, so you're going to want to know her if you don't know her yet. She's been on the podcast as well, and I will link her episode below. So needless to say, it's been an up and down week. It's been an up and down week. And it really hit me on Friday how my resilience was really feeling at an all-time low. I, you know, broke down in tears. I just, the weight of the world felt very heavy. And I remember another time in my life when I felt this way, and it was during, well, I mean, I've had ups and downs with that during COVID as well, but I specifically remember when 9/11 happened, and I was pregnant. I was pregnant with my son at the time. And I remember thinking how privileged I was that I could just turn off the TV and go and, you know, enjoy my life. While so many people were suffering. So many people had lost loved ones. It was such a, I mean, I still talk about it. I still get emotional. When I visited New York 3 or 4 years ago now, I sat and looked at the skyline and I got emotional about it. It was a really big moment in history. And, you know, as an empath, so I really process the world through my emotions. And this was back in the day before, you know, I'd done significant self-development work on myself. So I didn't know anything about numbing out or avoiding feelings. I didn't understand what it meant to take care of yourself. You know, this being the person who really cares for herself. I didn't really understand that, right? So I was taking care of myself, but I didn't understand what it really meant to take care of my emotional well-being. So when 9/11 hit, I basically parked myself in front of the TV and I watched everything. And I watched it over and over and over again. And I think that's in part why I still get emotional about it, because I can see the images in my head. And listen, that's a lot for anybody to take in. And it got to the point where I was so distraught, because I believe that I needed to watch this. It's like, I felt like it would be unfair for me to turn off the TV, like I said, because so many other people were suffering. I didn't understand that I wasn't saving anybody from their suffering by creating my own. And maybe you can relate. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story is obviously there's so much going on in the world right now, and we want to pay attention. It's important that we know what's going on. It's important that we pay attention. And I also want to remind you and give you permission to turn it off. Because unless you are taking care of yourself, your emotional well-being, you're of no help to anybody. And for all of us, we've just come off, you know, 3 years, 2.5 years now. How long has it been? My gosh, it was like 6 weeks to flatten the curve and we're years into it now. I just want to remind you that we have all been through a lot and our resiliency has really taken a beating. And in fact, I know many of you have just put your heads down and have just gotten through and you've done the best you can. We've all done the best that we could. And now is the time for you to know what you need to give yourself in order to continue to be able to put one foot in front of the other. Because we don't know what's coming next. And emotional resiliency requires a tremendous commitment to caring for yourself, taking breaks, turning off the news, logging off of social media, and really spending your time doing the things that are going to support you feeling nurtured. And that's really what I've done this weekend. I unplugged from everything. You know, I pretty much keep social media off my phone these days. I have to log into my computer to use it. Spending a lot of time exhaling and really focusing on keeping my nervous system in check. So if you haven't listened, go back. I will list one of the previous episodes that I did just around regulating your nervous system and how to support yourself through these times. Because, you know, I have all the tools in the toolbox to navigate this. I've, you know, been working on, I say it loosely, working on myself, but developing these tools to maintain my emotional and physical and spiritual well-being for years now. And I can still very much get caught in being very, very human. So this is just a reminder to you to unplug, give yourself what you need, and make sure that you are truly, truly using this time to care for yourself. Take action on the things you can take action of. You know, like there is ways that we can all step up and support other humans. But we can't save anybody if we're not willing to save ourselves. So on that note, what I did spend time doing this weekend was catching up on my mentor, Jim Fortin. He is running his free 3-part Be Do Have series. And, you know, as a commitment to myself and really limiting and being very mindful of what I'm taking in these days, it's really about surrounding myself with like-minded people, making sure that I am staying committed to the work that I do so that I can continue to grow, evolve, and support my clients and support you, my listeners, in, you know, finding a more peaceful way forward. And now more than ever before, you know, we really need to look at where we're holding our attention, what we're focused on, how we're caring for ourselves, and how we can do better. Even me, like I'm pointing the finger back at me, like, Lisa, how can we do better here? Because there's been some things that I've been doing that have not been in support of my emotional wellness. So I want to specifically talk about this notion, and Jim reminded me of this as I was listening to the first in the Be Do Have series, which is so powerful. It's so powerful. So if you're wanting to register, you can use my link to register and go watch the replay. The second part will be up later this week. What's today? Did I say it's the 6th? I think on the 8th is when the next one is. Regardless, just go get registered. They'll send you reminders of when the calls are so you won't miss it. You can get it at lisacarpenter.com/bedohave2021. I get that it's 2022, but I'm recording this on a Sunday. I don't know how to change the links on my own because this is what it looks like to do things imperfectly. Okay, so if you're listening and maybe you run your own business and you think everything needs to be just so before you can put it out in the world, please use me as an example of somebody who's been incredibly successful and has done it quite messily. I don't know if that's a word, but anyway, so it's lisacarpenter.com/bedohave2021. I hope you're listening and laughing about this. I really could care less that it doesn't say 2022. I thought it was a really great teachable moment. So get yourself registered because you're going to want to tune into what Jim is talking about. And I just found it so refreshing because even though I'm in this work day in and day out, as I mentioned, I can still very much get into my humanness and I can forget some of the very fundamental tools that I have learned through Jim that I've practiced with my own clients throughout the years. And it's like without even realizing, I'm like, how am I doing this again? How is it that I'm doing this again? And one of the biggest lessons that I learned through Jim's transformational coaching program and through this series is, where are you holding your attention? Where are you holding your attention? And it sounds so simple. Like, where are you holding your attention? So when I was unraveling my relationship with money, what I came to realize is I was so focused on fixing my relationship with money, but really where I was holding my attention was on everything that was wrong with my relationship with money. So I was constantly focused on the problem, which created more of the problem. I didn't have a problem, but I had a problem because I was focused on the belief that I had a problem. So when I look at what's going on in the world right now, this, if you truly get this lesson, like where are you holding your attention, it will change your life. Because I know over the past 3 years, I've had to be so mindful of choosing where I'm holding my attention because I found myself, and I've talked about this on previous episodes, oftentimes caught in my own suffering, caught in my own attachment because I was holding my attention on what I didn't want, what I didn't like, what I wish could be different, wanting to be someplace where I wasn't. And that doesn't serve anybody. So I can't change things that I have no control over. But I can choose where I direct my attention. So this is where I started at the beginning of this episode, is how much are you paying attention to the war? Are you holding all your attention on, you know, the world being on fire? Or are you pulling your attention back in your life on the things that matter most for you to maintain your emotional well-being? Because if I get into everything that is horrible that is going on in the world and everything that is wrong, that's where my energy is going to be directed. And pretty soon I'm going to feel not great. I'm going to feel like I did this past week, right? Which was in tears again over so many different things. In every moment of every day, we have the power to bring our attention back to the things that are going to support us feeling better, right? It's not about not feeling what you're feeling, right? We have to acknowledge what it is we're feeling. And we can also say, okay, but what do I need to give myself in this moment to feel better? So on Friday, I went for a facial. I came home. I snuggled with my family. I got into bed early because I was super tired. So I did all these things that supported me moving my attention. Where can I put my attention that is going to support me feeling the way I want to feel? And this is a big part of what Jim talks about, is how we can learn to master where we're holding our thoughts, like what we're thinking, how to change our thinking, how to shift our attention, and how to change the actual context that we're working from. So this was another powerful lesson in the first part of this series that I was diving into. And I've been with Jim for years now, and I'll list all the other episodes, you know, that I've referenced Jim or that I've had him on the podcast. I've been learning from this man for years, and it still blows my mind that I can sit down and listen to this Be Do Have training and continue to go deeper and have something click in a way that it didn't click before. So he was talking about content versus context. So content is what you think. And context is how you think. So another way of looking at context is like your beliefs or your biases. So when we're thinking about what you think, right? What, like how you're thinking, how do I want to say this? It's like, I want you to pay attention to the thoughts that you have about what is going on in Ukraine. And then you can look at the context of those thoughts. So what are your beliefs? What are your biases about war, right? War's horrible. It's awful. What do you think about Russia? How are you looking at Russians versus Ukraine? All of these things come from our context. So I'm saying this because, you know, with what's going on in the world, Russian people don't necessarily believe what the Russian government is doing. But if you have a belief that all Russians are bad, that's going to color how you think about what's going on. So this is why when we look at content versus context, part of what you're going to be learning in this series with Jim is how we can change our context, how we can change our beliefs, how we can flip our biases, which opens us up to seeing the world in a different way. So an example from my own life is, you know, I'd been studying self-development for years. I'd been a coach for years, but couldn't understand why I couldn't get my business to the place that I wanted to get my business at. So when I started to look at the context and the beliefs that I was working from, I had so many beliefs that pointed me to believing that I wasn't worthy or deserving of having the business that I had. I had a belief that I wasn't successful, even though if you looked at everything in my life, you would see that I was more than successful to people who were looking at me from the outside. But on the inside, I didn't feel successful, right? I didn't believe that I was successful. I had so many hangups about so many different things. So much has changed in my life. So much has changed in my business. So personally, professionally, as a parent, when I started to really understand what it took to change the context that I was working from. So you can put in as much information as you want. You can read all the books about, you know, wealth, abundance, like creating, you know, what you need to do to grow your business or how you can be a better parent. You can read all these books. You can take in all this information. But if you're not changing the context, the beliefs that you're working from, not much is going to change in your life. And Jim has such a powerful way of really diving into this content so that you can see it through a different lens, right? So you can take it in and start to dismantle some of those beliefs. And as soon as you start to change your context, the world will change. Now, you've probably heard me say, I don't know how many times I've said it this year and last year, one of the biggest questions I ask myself is it true? And the reason I ask myself that question so often is I'm trying to see the world, or I'm breaking down the world. I'm breaking down things that I've always believed to be true. I'm shifting the context. So I've been asking myself so many different things about government, right? Because for the longest time, I just believed that, like, yes, governments are here to take care of us. Isn't that their job? And now I'm taking a step back and saying, okay, yes, and yes, and what else is going on? Where am I not paying attention? Where have I let go of personal responsibility? And I'm just like, well, they're going to take care of me, so I don't need to really, like, stay on top of what's happening in our governments. Well, that's just not true for me anymore. I want to know what's going on. I want to be involved in the political process. I want to have a say. I no longer want to work from the context that the government is just going to have my best interest at heart. They don't know who I am. I'm an individual out in the world, right? It's my job to be responsible for what is in my best interest and to pay attention. So these are some of the powerful ways that this work can really change your life, right? If you have stories around, you know, it's really hard to be a parent. Like, I remember my dad saying some stuff to me around parenting, and I believed him. And that really shaped how I showed up as a mom for many years, until I realized that doesn't need to be true. That's not what everybody else believes. There are other moms out there that believe completely differently from me. So I would love for you to hop over and dive into this training, especially now, because as I said, even having so many tools under my belt, this has still been a challenging, you know, 3 years. And I also realize, had I not had these tools, where I would be right now and how I would be feeling. And, you know, we're going to see more and more people's mental health suffering because they don't know how to navigate one thing after another after another. You know, you might be noticing that people these days are very short-tempered. We're living in a world of cancel culture, so there's no both and conversations happening. Well, there are in my circles, but in a lot of circles, they're not, which is frustrating. People have really had to bump up against, you know, things going on in friendships and families. Like, we're living in very tumultuous times right now. And Jim is going to give you so many tools to help you navigate the world and remain in a more peaceful place with yourself and the people that you surround yourself with. And he's doing it all for free. So I've often said that this should be a program that he charges for, because it's that in depth. There is so much transformational content that you can put into action right away. There are so many concepts that are just going to click in your brain that will make you think, okay, this is important. And again, even for me today, listening, going, ah, yes, Lisa, where are you holding your attention? What do you want to see here? How are you gonna hold your attention on what will support you feeling good? So before you do anything else, get yourself registered. The replay from call one is up. You're not behind. They've even got a, because I think he went about 2 hours, they've got a condensed version. So you don't have to listen for the whole 2 hours. They've put up a condensed version for you to listen to. And then, of course, he's got the other two calls coming up later this week. So powerful tools. I'm so grateful that I have had this man in my life. I'm so grateful that he continues to be such an impactful mentor to me. And I'm beyond grateful that I get to stand shoulder to shoulder with him and the rest of the team when we support the students who enroll in his 14-week transformational coaching program. Being in there and being able to support our students in that powerful way with my perspective on the tools that Jim teaches is just such a gift in my life. And as I said, it's been years now that I have had the privilege of working under him. So I would love for you to go sign up. You will not be disappointed. I know many of you that are listening are already part of the Jim Fortin community, but if you are new, trust me, you want to make sure you check out this program. So again, totally free. You can sign up for it at lisacarpenter.ca/be-do-have-2021. You won't forget that link now. And on that note, enjoy all the learning. I would love to hear from you. So, you know, make sure you drop into my Instagram DMs or drop me an email and let me know what you took away from class number one, number two, or number three. I would love, love, love to hear. I always get excited when I see people finding this material because it is so freaking powerful and it's so changed my life. So I shout it from the rooftops every time Jim comes out with this training again. So on that note, have a beautiful, beautiful week ahead. I look forward to being in your ears next week. It's such an honor that you're here and that you're listening. I do not take that for granted. I am just so grateful for everybody in my community. So thank you so much for being here. I would also love it if you could head over to your listening platform of choice. If you haven't yet left a rating and review, I would be so grateful if you did. It's like currency on iTunes and it helps other women and men just like you find me, find the show, and who knows what kind of ripple effect that will have and what kind of transformation that will have in somebody else's life just because of a simple review. And it's a great way to just give me a thank you for producing this content for you every single week. It's my pleasure. On that note, remember to take good care of you now more than ever before. I know you're tired. And we still have a journey to walk. So let's make it a great one. So take great care of you, and I will catch you on the next episode.